Hi, Melissa Dealey back for another edition of Health Hack, rounding out my week on sugar. Today I want to talk about sugar alternatives. We know that processed white sugar is no good for us. We know that there's over 50 different names for sugars, and it's really hard to read labels and understand how much sugar is actually in a product. And then there's so many products that have sugar sneaking into them that it shouldn't even be there. We don't even think it's going to be there, like ketchup and salad dressings and all sorts of sauces, etc. We know it's in cookies and muffins, etc., but it's in hiding places too. So what do? I simply don't buy a lot of that stuff in the store, and I make it from scratch at home. And it's really easy. I make all my own salad dressings. And even if I'm looking up recipes online and they call for sugar, I just don't put the sugar in and try it without. And guess what? I like it. Easy, right? But when I'm baking, I like to use monk fruit extract. That is my favorite. It comes in a powder form. It comes in a liquid form. Stevia is another good one, but it can have a bitter aftertaste. So depending on the individual, you may not like it. And so for me, I prefer monk fruit extract. So the next time you're baking, you might want to try that. It's 300 times sweeter than sugar, so you really don't need very much. And what I also like about it is it bypasses the insulin response. So it's a great option for diabetics. And tell me in the chat, what is your favorite sugar alternative? See you next time.